The East African Business Council has condemned Kenya's move to restrict the importation of milk from Uganda. This, despite Kenya being a signatory of the East African Common Market Protocol, which allows free movement of goods and services. Kenya is said to have blocked 24 million liters of milk from Uganda. Kenyan producers of milk, beef and poultry have been lobbying for the government to block imports which affect their profits. John Bosco Kalisa is the chief executive officer of the East African Business Council.
We are now taking a deep dive study to look at the implication on the exporter's side, but also on the importer's side. And this issue of a quota is not allowed for the regionally produced goods. Why do you need a permit to import? Usually these goods should circulate freely. We are going to take this matter to the East African Court of Justice. We can use the bilateral engagement, but if it fails, then we raise the matter to the East African Court of Justice. They have the capacity, they have the competence to resolve such issues.
The Common Market Protocol is one of the pillars of the East African Community Integration, which all member states signed in 2010. It allows the free movement of goods and services in the region. Uganda says Kenya's restrictions have led to 24 million liters of milk that have not been delivered, according to the Ugandan Dairy Development Authority. Kenya did not totally ban the importation, but rather limited the issuance of importation permits. Kenyan officials in Arusha declined to comment on the issue. George Odong is a lawmaker at the East African Legislative Assembly from Uganda.
We have weaponized trade. There exists trade cartels in the region. We have, as Uganda, a right under the treaty to reciprocate. So my call is for President Ruto to look the camera in the eye and stop these cartels that is spoiling trade between our different partner states. If we allow breaches in these rules going unpunished, we are setting not just a bad precedent, we are actually setting a culture where we undermine the very spirit and letter of our cooperation.
This is not the first time the partner states of the East African Community violate the Common Market Protocol on the importation of goods from member states. Penina Mbabazi is the program coordinator for trade, investment and development at the Southern and Eastern African Trade Information and Negotiations Institute.
There is need to call for review because such situations where regions or different countries actually disagree on how fast our different goods can actually trade with each other and remove non-tariff barriers that are blocking trade as a region, but also review of the Non-Tariff Barriers Remedies Act, because that act literally is also governing so many principles to how trade can be done within the region from the different partner states to actually harmonize standards across the region.
The Dairy Development Authority indicated that Uganda produces about 3.2 billion liters of milk per year, with about one third of that used for domestic consumption. Intra-East African Community trade grew by just over 11% to nearly $11 billion in 2022, from $9.8 billion in 2021. For VOA Africa, I'm Moses Havyarimana in Arusha, Tanzania.